Palestinian movement Hamas held a funeral ceremony for two of its members killed when explosives went off under a vehicle in a garage in the southern suburbs of Beirut. The blast occurred in a neighborhood that houses a Hamas office. As the family and friends of the deceased gathered in their burial place, the Hamas's head of foreign affairs stressed that any premature implications would only benefit Israel.
What happened in that explosion will be put in the hands of military and security forces, and we will not accept unreasonable indications which only benefit the Israeli enemy.
The concerned Lebanese security services examined the explosion site, but mystery does still surround the incident. Local Lebanese media said the target of the blast was Hamdan himself, but his bodyguards reportedly found the bomb at the last minute and tried to defuse it, but it went off and killed the two members and wounded five others. Both Hamas and Hezbollah have not speculated on who the implicated party could be. Now, the circumstances surrounding this incident do remain unclear. Nevertheless, this does highlight the fragility of the Palestinian status inside Lebanon. Hamas refused to speculate on the reasons behind the blast or who was behind it, saying there was not enough evidence, leaving thorough investigations to Lebanese security forces.
Any assumption on this event is still premature, and we trust that the Lebanese authorities will be on this case very seriously.
21-year-old Hassan Saeed Al-Haddad and 29-year-old Basil Ahmad Juma were senior bodyguards. Some analysts believe the explosion is particularly similar to previous attacks conducted by Israeli agents in Lebanon against Palestinian figures.
In this case, I think there's more evidence. When you go back to May of 2006 with the Mazouf brothers, apparently the little we know, and it's surprising we don't know more after almost 3 days, that the background, the similarity in the detonator and the explosives, again suggests that someone is trying to provoke the Palestinians. I suspect it's Israel.